This is Fresh Air on WHYY FM in Philadelphia. We're broadcasting live from our music studio on 6th and Ray Streets. And we're about to begin our second in a series of three spring concerts. And thanks for tuning us in, and welcome to our studio audience. Our guest performers are singer and guitarist Jane Voss and pianist and singer Hoyle Osborne. It's hard to categorize their music because their repertoire is so diverse. They do blues, Tin Pan Alley, vaudeville, folk, country, and original songs. They have described themselves as great enthusiasts of the American song, and that love and respect they have for good songs has led them back to the past to dust off old chestnuts and revive forgotten songs, but they're also always scouting out good new songs and adding a few of their own. Jane actually started out singing old-time country music. Hoyle had connections to the Philadelphia folk scene. In the early 70s, he ran the World Control Studios, which was a coffee house in Germantown, and it was about at that time that he started getting very interested in songs of the 20s and 30s. Jane and Hoyle teamed up in 1976, and they built their musical and personal lives around each other. As a matter of fact, today is their 10th anniversary together. Jane and Hoyle spend most of the year touring together, and when they come off the road, they live in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They usually come through Philadelphia about once a year, and in addition to today's Fresh Air concert, tonight at 8 o'clock, they'll be performing at the Painted Bride Art Center at 230 Vine Street, and tomorrow night, they're at the Troubadour in Churchville, Pennsylvania. They have two records on the Green Linnet record, but right now it's time to hear them perform live. Let's welcome Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne.
Should I wait for happiness? I've grown impatient, more or less. I cannot wait somehow. Show me that bluebird now. Take your tomorrow and give me today, for your tomorrow, it's too far away. At every dawning, I've waited in vain to find each morning brings only rain. How can I borrow tomorrow today, or with clouds around me, all tomorrow may bring don't mean a thing, and that's why I say take your tomorrow and give me today. Heavy.
much.
Mama told Papa be quiet as a mouse, so Papa climbed up on top of the house. Made a lot of whoopee, made a lot of noise, stood up and cheered with the rest of the boys. Old baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Oh, the blues they come, nobody knows where the blues come from. The blues they go, the blues they go, when everybody's happy when the old blues go. Oh, baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop, won't come down. Papa saw a chicken out in the yard. He picked up a rock and hit him hard. Hit him hard, killed him dead. Now the chicken's in the gravy and the gravy's on the bread. Old baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around, Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Won't come down, Papa.
Don't you cry, the blues gonna leave you by and by. Papa came in and he still was sore. He put the baby in the cradle and the blues out the door. Oh, baby's in the cradle, brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around, Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Oh, baby's in the cradle,
brother's gone to town, sister's in the parlor trying on a gown. Mama's in the kitchen messing all around, and Papa's on the housetop, won't come down.
Thanks so much, folks. Well, it is a treat to be here once again, and we're sure looking forward to our concerts tonight and tomorrow night. We're going to get down now to the nitty-gritty of life, talk about economic conditions.
Yeah, you can think of this as a lesson in economics. What was that we heard from that old Will Rogers tape the other day about, he said, I don't know any more about economics than an economist does. Which I thought was very apt, since nobody seems to know what's going on. But here are a couple of points of view on that.
I've gotten down to my last pair of shoes. Can't even win a nickel bet, because them that's got are them that gets, and I ain't got nothing yet. I'm sneaking in, out, ducking the landlord. All I seem to do is stay in debt, because them that's got are them that gets, and I ain't got nothing yet. That old saying, them that's got are them that gets, is something I can't see. 'Cause if you gotta have something before you can get something, well, how do you get the first is still a mystery to me. I see folks in long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get what only them that's got supposed to get.
I ain't got nothing yet. I'll play those blues now. Something before you can get something. Well, how do you get your first is still a mystery to me. I see folks in long cars and fine clothes. That's why they're called the smarter set, because they manage to get what only them that's got supposed to get. I ain't got nothing yet. Oh, I ain't got nothing yet. I'll tell you the truth. Now it's sad, I ain't got nothing yet. Oh, I ain't got nothing yet. Oh, I ain't got nothing yet. I say, I got plenty of nothing, Lord. I ain't got nothing yet. Thank you very much. Well, Ray Charles said that. Some of you may remember that. That was a hit on the radio when I was a kid, and I was always fond of it then. And I'm fond of it now. Now I'd like to give you some of my own point of view on this matter. And incidentally, I'd like to invite the studio audience here to sing along, loud and lustily, preferably. If you've always dreamt in your secret heart of hearts that you would like to have been one of the Shirelles or one of the Temptations, this may be your chance. This is a song, incidentally, that some of you may have heard a snippet of over National Public Radio a couple of weeks back on All Things Considered. So if you heard a snippet of it then and wondered what the rest of the song was like, well, you'll find out now. Well, come hear my tale of woe. I got no place left to go, because everywhere I look, I see somebody that I owe. I'm in debt down deep and over my head. I'm in debt down deep and over my head. Well, it was nothing that I bargained for. It was not in my plan, but lately, little by little, things have got out of hand. And now the ground that I'm standing on is shaking under me. It's a quagmire. I'm caught in being dragged down deeper into debt, down deep and over my head. I'm in debt down deep and over my head. Oh, I wish I had $10 now for every time I heard it said, if you keep on working hard, you're bound to get ahead. Well, I can see where I'm getting. I've been taken for a ride. I put my best foot forward and slide a little deeper into debt, down deep and over my head. I'm in debt down deep and over my head. Oh, I can't make any headway. I can't hold on to a cent, because before it's even in my hand, the dough's already spent. My cash flow is negative. I got no safety net, and there ain't nothing going down except for me. I'm going deeper into debt, down deep and over my head. I'm in debt down deep and over my head. Oh, help me now. I struggle on in vain, just keeping up with my upkeep is driving me insane. Well, you know I might think that I've hit bottom, but in case there's room for doubt, I find the bottom's falling out, and I'm going down even deeper into debt. Down deep in over my head, I'm in debt. Down deep in over my head, I'm in debt now. Down deep in over my head.
Well, thanks for the participation. Really appreciate that.
Yes, you were loud and lusty. There might be somebody out there who maybe identifies with that song just a tad.
Well, if you'll pardon us, we'll get a little bit silly here for a minute. We're going to give you a selection that's off of our newest album, album called Side by Side. Now, it comes out in cassette format only because the company, A Gentle Wind, that released it, only issues cassette albums, and they're ostensibly for children, and ours may or may not be for children, although there are a lot of children who've responded real strongly to this. They're the same songs we would sing for anybody else, as you'll soon find out.
Yes, it's very curious. We've had a full range of response to this tape. We have one friend who's in his 50s who wrote us a letter and said, I think sometimes youth is wasted on the young. He said, it's a wonderful tape, but a kid's tape? I don't know. And on the other hand, we have some friends who have a baby who's about 8 months old who his parents say that whenever our tape comes on, he waves his little arms and legs. So... I never knew why I'd cry like a baby, but I'm telling you why right now. I vow I'm a baby, and I never knew how I'd miss the bliss of heaven like this. I'm home, back home, and I just can't help from shouting I'm home, while the whippoorwill sings in the sycamore just the same, and the butterflies fly by the buttercups just the same. All the orioles call by the waterfall once again. And the little red hen lays around all day, lays her eggs in the new mown hay. All the katydids do what they do just the same. And the goldenrod nods to the daisies down the lane. This must be heaven that I see, where there's someone waits for me, just to tell me that they love me just the same. I'm shouting ho ho, ha ha, see me smiling, hear me laughing, ha ha. I park myself at the table next to mother and pa. I live, I love like I used to when I used to be glad. Hey, hey, hee hee, can't you hear that rooster calling to me? The sun shines high in the golden west. All the whippoorwill sings in the sycamore just the same, and the butterflies fly by the buttercups just the same. All the orioles call by the waterfall once again. And I'll say what's what, I'll say how's how. See who's who in the old who scowl. The katydids do what they do just the same. And the goldenrod nods to the daisies down the lane. This must be heaven that I see, where there's someone waits for me, just to tell me that they love me just the same. Thank you.
That's Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne. And we're broadcasting live from the 91 FM Music Studio here at WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. And Jane and Hoyle are going to take a short break from the performance so we can do a short interview, and then we'll get back to the second set. You are really sounding terrific today. I should mention that this is not their first appearance on Fresh Air. They've been here several times for interviews. They performed a couple of songs, but never have I had the pleasure of actually witnessing a concert. And it's terrific, and thanks so much. While they're catching their breath, I should mention, if you wanted to be able to see them but couldn't make it to our music studio, you'll have a couple of other opportunities. They're performing this evening at 8 at the Painted Bride Center at 230 Vine Street, and tomorrow evening they're at the Troubadour in Churchville, PA. Well, you're really treating us to a variety of songs, you know, from different eras and different genres. What are your musical roots? What did you actually cut your teeth on when you were young and hearing what was in the house and stuff?
Well, for me, I think that my great love of variety stems directly from my upbringing, because my father was a devoted collector of records, and he was perhaps somewhat indiscriminating in his taste, or undiscriminating. He listened to a little bit of everything, and so, I mean, some of my early influences are people like Spike Jones, and Homer, and Jethro. But I also heard a little bit of classical music and a lot of records that I think that I've found out actually belonged to my grandfather in the first place, which what I consider vaudeville songs. Not just the same, that one we just did, but songs like that, and Bing Crosby and the whole shooting match, you know.
What about you, Hoyle?
Well, it was similar, because my father had been a professional musician up until the time he got married, and he loved all kinds of music and had tremendous record collections. And actually, my first performing experience was Sunday school.
Tell what instrument you played.
Right. When I was 7 years old, I played a flutophone solo on Jesus Loves Me. And
Hoyle, I never told you this, but I used to play flutophone also.
All right.
Yeah.
Great.
It's the Flutophone Alumni Club here.
I guess, yeah. But actually, I think I really did my first improvising playing music for Sunday school. You know, Church in the Wild Wind, things like that, just begged to be elaborated from what's printed on the page.
You had both been in folk music as performers, and Hoyle, you as a club owner, basically. Yeah. But then you kind of went back in the past in search of some of the songs that you've been singing now, virtually covering the repertoire of 20th century song. What led you back? And I know you're not just exclusively in the past. You're doing a lot of current songs, too, including some of your own. But a lot of your music is taken from the earlier part of the century. What led you there?
They're good songs.
Yeah.
That's basic. You know, there are just a lot of good songs that should be heard. And what we do is no different from what the musicians who are rediscovering the treasures of Baroque music and Renaissance music are doing. In a sense, it's just this whole rich field that hasn't been explored from the same point of view that we bring to it, that has been explored to a certain degree, William Bolcom and Joan Morris, but they have a whole different approach to the subject. Max Morath has a whole different approach to the subject than we do. And it's just, for us, it's like grounding. It's the foundation for everything that we do. And it helps us put the contemporary art that we're working in perspective, in some sort of historical perspective.
You're comparing your approach to Bolcom and Morris and Morath. Could you describe what you consider your approach to be? Could you put that into words?
Well, this may be awfully vague, but I'm fond of saying that our music is very American. And I guess when I say that, I mean that it takes in this whole range of popular expression, which includes folk music. You know, I mean, the blues is a form of folk music. Jazz is a form of folk music, although there are forms of jazz that are classically oriented.
Well, it's interesting, because, I mean, you didn't renounce your past when you started doing this. You didn't say, never
no.
again will I ever do another country song or folk song.
And, in fact, I wanted to say when you were talking about going back, what happened with me is I learned a lot from the original Carter family, who, of course, recorded in the 1920s and 30s. And that that music was felt native to me in a certain sense. But then I started to realize that I'd heard all this stuff that was, some of it's older and some of it's of the same sort of age. But that was kind of a golden age of American music. There was this sort of explosion going on from about the turn of the century, you know, into the 30s, where people were just creating and writing songs and
And a tremendous amount of back and forth of the blues became a national idiom, ragtime became a national idiom, and country music came up as something of its own, and all the musicians were hearing each other, responding to each other, and
Americans were developing a characteristic way of expressing themselves that was different from European. You know, the early vaudeville singers sounded like European operetta singers. But then people like, you know, Ruth Etting and Bessie Smith started singing like Americans talk, and that's, I sing like I talk, and that's basic to our sound, I think.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when people perform music from another period, they dress differently or they change their, you know, their performance style or anything. Do you feel that there has to be a certain kind of performing style to perform music of a certain period? Did you change anything for that?
Well, we certainly have been perceived that way, but and I suppose to some degree we, in coming to the way we dress most often for concerts, it has to do with allusions to the way vaudeville performers would have dressed. But at the same time, we're choosing those songs. The ones that we do in a show are always the songs that might as well be about our own time. And whereas Max Morath calls his show, or used to call it, the turn of the century, he was giving a portrait of a particular time and place. And
right.
we're taking a whole different approach. We're using those old songs as a mirror of life in our time, because people's experiences don't change. People still go broke and hungry,
people still have
to look for jobs, and people still fall in and out of love. There are all these constancies. And
life has changed a lot in a lot of ways. You know, I mean, it gets faster and faster and everything, but there are certain basics that persist. And I think that is expressed very well in the music.
One of the wonderful things about songs is that they not only have a life of their own, but they take on personal lives for people. Songs become like markers in people's lives. That's the song that they played the night when blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you probably unintentionally tap into that in people's lives a lot when you're singing songs that they're familiar with from another time. What kind of reactions do you get to that when you're unintentionally tapping that?
Well, we get a lot of people who come up to us and say that we really brought back memories for them, which is a real important exercise of music. You know, it's important to make those connections with people.
But I like that dual life of a song, that it just doesn't live though in people's
right.
personal lives, that it keeps living and having a life of its own independent of that. I know people sometimes want to know why I play music of other periods, because I wasn't alive then and I wouldn't remember it.
Uh-huh.
But I like the idea that music kind of lives outside people's memories as well as
yeah.
in it.
But it's funny, they never asked that of the people who produced the opera.
Well, it's true.
I was thinking about how one of the things that happens for us, we've done a lot of performing in senior citizen centers. And one of the things that I feel happening is that when we're doing the old songs, we're doing them as living songs, as songs that have something real to say, and it's like confirming that they're alive. You know, that when you're 70 years old, it's not
right.
that your life is past. You know, that you have really experienced something. You still have something to contribute. You still have something to say, just
it's
like these
valid.
Old songs
it's
say.
It's still valid. It's still yeah. got life, yeah.
The music halls and vaudeville theaters, where a lot of this music might have been performed and don't exist anymore. You have coffee clubs, the college circuit, folk and jazz festivals. Are there many places to perform around the country for people like you who aren't easily categorized?
No, it's a tough go. It's just
we're always
our ears
looking.
Open for the places where they're going to appreciate what we have to offer.
But somehow we manage to make a living, which is we feel lucky to be able to do.
Will you have another album coming out at any identifiable time?
No, not at any identifiable
we
time. We have at least three projects
year.
In mind that we're trying to find the producers for.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to hearing them when
Great.
when you find them. And why don't I ask you to get back to the second part of the concert.
Sure.
And we're listening this afternoon to a live performance in our music studio with singer and guitarist Jane Voss, pianist and singer Hoyle Osborne. And while they're getting ready for the second set, let me remind you that there's two more opportunities to see and hear them. This evening at 8, they're at the Painted Bride Art Center, which is at 230 Vine Street. For more information, 925-9914. Tomorrow, they're at the Troubadour in Churchville, Pennsylvania. And they also have two recordings out on the Green Linnet record label and a new cassette on Gentle Wind, is
that's
it called?
Right.
Gentle Wind, and that's a song of, it's an album of children's songs, but it's really a lot of pop and Tin Pan Alley that adults like too. And now for the second set, Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne.
All right. In fact, this next one is also from Side by Side, and it's one of the modern songs that's on that tape, although it might not sound all that modern. It was written by the great songwriter Malvina Reynolds, lived in Berkeley, California, died just a few years ago. Jane and I feel incredibly lucky to have got to know Malvina, and she was a truly inspiring character, someone who started a whole fresh career when she was past 50 years old, and that was the career of songwriting, and she managed to get several of her songs into the top 40, and dozens of her songs, hundreds of them maybe, are still sung, and they're just a wonderful legacy that she left us with.
If you love me, if you love me, plant a rose for me. And if you think you'll love me for a long, long time, plant an apple tree. For the sun will shine, the wind will blow, the rain will fall, and the tree will grow. And whether you comes or whether you goes, I'll have an apple and I'll have a rose. Lovely to bite, nice to my nose, and every juicy nibble will be a sweet reminder of the time you loved me and planted a rose for me and an apple tree. If you love me, plant a rose for me. And if you think you love me for a long, long time, plant an apple tree. For the sun will shine, the wind will blow, the rain will fall, and the tree will grow. And whether you comes or whether you goes, say, I'll have an apple and I'll have a rose. Lovely to bite, nice to my nose, and every juicy nibble will be a sweet reminder of the time you loved me and planted a rose for me and an apple tree. And an apple tree. And an apple tree.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And now I would like to present my illustrious partner, Mr. Hoyle Osborne, to perform for you at the piano one of his own compositions. This is, in fact, his most recent composition. And it's a tune that I helped him name, by the way, I want you to know. He was having trouble coming up with the name for it. And I thought it had a sort of a Latin feel to it and sort of a bubbly feel to it. So we named it for one of our favorite summertime drinks. This is called rum and soda. Thank you.
much. Rum and Soda. That, by the way, was written last year during, which was the centennial year of Jelly Roll Morton's birth, and that's for Jelly Roll.
I'd like to sing you a song of my own now. This is one that I wrote having to do with my experience of being on the road, but I've realized since I wrote it that most Americans have friends in other places due to the fact that we're such a mobile people. We're always moving around, usually looking for a job or going to where there's a better job or hoping for a better job, which means that a lot of us get separated from people that we really love, and that's kind of been a story of my life. And so this song is for all those friends scattered all over the place. To all my friends in far-flung places, when again I'll see your faces, no one knows, no one can say, and none can name the happy day when we embrace to greet once more, to take up where we were before, the miles and time that come between, different lives that intervene like shadows in a dream. Now I'm with you. And all of you who took me in, who shared the thick and stretched the thin, who gave me comfort on the run, who saved my life, who made it fun. Wherever you may be tonight, I hope this finds your burdens light, your purpose high, your spirit strong. Oh, I hope that you have got along. My song was lost and gone, were it not for you. In strangers' shapes, I seem to trace the lines of old familiar. I scarcely know which way is home, and parting is my constant sorrow, here today and gone tomorrow. I'd like to wake up in some town, find that you were all around me, and all of us we're settled down, and I'd come home to all my friends in far-flung places. May I stay in your good graces. Hold me in your memory, and when hear from me, don't think that out of sight is out of mind. For though our lives may lead apart, still you are always in my heart. The love we share is all I know, gives me grace to go on now. The love we share is all.
me grace to go on down the road that leads me on to meet my fate, to taste the bittersweet of welcome, always waiting for me somewhere, always somewhere down.
This last song is one that was written right here in Philadelphia. It was written by a fellow named Shelley Posen. Some of you may know he was here studying folklore, and he now makes his living as a folklorist. And so far as I know, this is the only song he's ever written, which goes to show you never can tell. And it is for friends who are handily close at hand.
When my day's work is done, and it hasn't been fun, and I need someone cool, calm, and sane, I know what I'm primed for. I know that it's time for having a drink with Jane. When what's pissing me off is the gang at the office and work is befogging my brain, I know what I pray for. The end tates, vodka, tomato juice with Tabasco and lime. It doesn't much matter as long as the chatter is with the right person at the right place and time. Now the decor is too bright, and the waiter's half tight, and the jazz ain't exactly Coltrane. No, the joint isn't classy, no white wine with Cassie, where I have a drink with Jane. stand at the bar, don't complain. We sip Bloody Marys, martinis or sherries, or perhaps if it suits, we'll have flutes of champagne. When the pros are all con and the pressure is on and I'm tired of life in the fast lane, there is nothing more calming, more soothing, embalming than having a drink with Jane. Well, they've stolen my bike and the cabs are on strike, and I see I just missed my last train. Ah, but what do I care when I pull up my chair and have one more drink with Jane? Department disasters are Swanties all masters. The talk's always light and urbane of Cuisinart pate, or maybe yerba mate, or outlets for bargains and furniture stain. Well, I hate to say so, but I really must go. That feeling's come o'er me again. And since I started this song, it's been far, far too long since I had a drink with Jane. Oh, I gotta have a drink with Jane. I gotta be going now. I gotta get that drink with Jane. I'll catch you later. I got a heavy date with Jane. Oh, I've been looking forward to this all day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne. And they're passing through Philadelphia today performing. They'll also be performing tonight at the Painted Bright Arts Center. Tomorrow they're at the Troubadour in Churchville. And Jane and Hoyle, it was a wonderful performance, a great concert. Can I ask you to do an encore?
Okay. Thank you. Here's a great swing time tune from Frank Lesser, one of our terrific show tune composers.
We like this song because it talks about how there's music everywhere. And he wasn't talking about what you hear on the elevator or in the supermarket. Thank you.
the singing of a sparrow in the sky, the burping of the coffee right nearby. And there's my favorite melody, my angel calling me. I hear music, mighty fine music, and anytime I think my world is wrong, I get me out of bed and so much. Thank you.
Thank you for a wonderful performance. That was Jane Voss singing and also featured on guitar, Hoyle Osborne piano, also featured on vocals. And if you'd like to hear more from them, let me suggest a couple of records. They have two albums on the Green Linnet record label. One's called Pullin' Through, and the other's called Straight from the Heart. And they also have a new album featured on cassette, and it's called Side by Side, and it's a lot of Tin Pan Alley songs that are chosen actually for children, but I think they have adult appeal as well. And that's that album on cassette is on Gentle Wind. Also, if you'd like to see them perform, you'll have two more chances in the next couple of days. Tonight they're at the Painted Bride Arts Center, and that starts at 8 o'clock. And for more information, you can call 925-9914. Tomorrow they're in Churchville at the Troubadour. And I'm so glad you were able to be with us. This is something we've been wanting to do for a long time. So really, thanks so much.
Really a pleasure
for coming.
Terry. And thank you all for coming out today, too.
Yeah, let me add my thanks. Thanks to our studio audience for coming here. And this afternoon's concert was produced by Danny Miller. The concert engineer for today's show was Jay Goldman. And our concert was made possible with funds provided by the Philadelphia Foundation. I do invite you to join us for our third and final concert of the series, and that will take place on May 16th. That's a Friday afternoon. The concert will be performed by singer Peggy King, and she'll be accompanied by pianist and harpist Corky Hale. And they're going to be doing an all Irving Berlin program in honor of Irving Berlin's 98th birthday, which is, I think, the Sunday before the concert. And he's still going strong. So that will be a concert of Irving Berlin songs with singer Peggy King and pianist Corky Hale. And you're all welcome to come, but just make a reservation because the seating is limited. So if you want to call and make a reservation, the number is 351-9200. That's 351-9200, and call any day, weekday, between 9 and 5 o'clock. Well, I'll tell you what's happening later this week on Fresh Air, but first, why don't we check in with Shadow Traffic.
Heading onto the Schuylkill Expressway eastbound, already reduced in speed between Gulf Mills and Conshohocken, and slow again from Montgomery to Girard westbound now. A 10-minute delay from the Roosevelt Boulevard to City, slow again around Belmont Avenue. North on Interstate 95, sluggish driving in the area of Aramingo Avenue in southwest Philadelphia. An accident now cleared at Island and Lindbergh. That's able to accept it to bring their 36 trolley back in service once again. That's Shadow Traffic. I'm John Butterworth on 91 FM WHYY.
That Shadow Traffic Report was funded by the Philadelphia Business Journal. And let's see, coming up tomorrow afternoon on Fresh Air at 3 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Philadelphia Daily News columnist Chuck Stone. At 3:30, we'll be joined by Camden-based haiku poet Nick Virgilio, who's going to do a reading. And at 4 o'clock, we're going to feature Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz. I neglected to mention, you do usually hear Marion McPartland Mondays at this time, but in order to do a concert with Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne, who were here today, we decided to preempt the McPartland show today, so we're going to feature that tomorrow between 4 and 5 o'clock, and her guest will be pianist Bess Bonnier. And then Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Judith Viorst will be my guest. She's the author of the new book Necessary Loss, about the losses we experience in different stages of life. And Bruce Langdon will be with us at 4 o'clock. He was the chargé d'affaires at the U.S. Embassy in Iran at the time he was taken hostage, and he now teaches at the National Defense University. Thursday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Dr. Russell Mittermeier, who's director of primate programs for the World Wildlife Fund, and he's been out in the wild studying gorillas for many years. At 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by performance artist Spalding Gray, who's got a new show in town that will be in progress at the Painted Bride Art Center. Finally, Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by novelist Martin Cruz Smith, who's best known for his novel Gorky Park. So that's all coming up later this week on Fresh Air. I hope you can be listening. I'm going to ask Hoyle Osborne at the piano to play us up in the hour. As I thank everybody who's participated in today's show, biggest thanks to Jane Voss and Hoyle Osborne for their fabulous concert, to Jay Goldman, our concert engineer, and Ron Carson and Joyce Lieberman, also engineering to Ron Barron and Joyce Lieberman, also engineering today's show. Danny Miller and I co-produce Fresh Air. Danny also produced the concert that we heard. Amy Salad is the associate producer of the show. My name's Terry Gross. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a very good evening. You're listening to WHYY-FM in Philadelphia. All Things Considered is coming up in just a couple of minutes from National Public Radio. Osborne at the piano. This is WHYY-FM in Philadelphia, where listener-supported public radio in the Delaware Valley. Stay tuned for All Things Considered coming up from National Public Radio. It's 5 o'clock.
Good evening from National Public Radio in Washington. I'm Nina Totenberg.
And this is Noah Adams with All Things Considered.
Go out and take what I have said and try to dispute it. How would I know how Adolfo Calero's living room is furnished? Is this too much evidence saying that I was where I was and I did what I did?
A disillusioned American mercenary who fought with the Contras now charges drug smuggling, gun running, and skimming of U.S. funds among men he fought with. Tonight on All Things Considered, corruption charges against the Contra leaders.
And these stories, the Tokyo summit, new moves against terrorism.
In Texas, LaRouche candidates do poorly.
In Afghanistan, new leadership, the head of the secret police takes over.
The latest on the Chernobyl nuclear disaster.
That and more coming up on All Things Considered. First, we have this hour's news.
This is Lori Waffenschmidt. Leaders at the Seven-Nation Tokyo Summit agreed today to a 6-point campaign against terrorists and their accomplices, citing Libya in particular. Secretary of State Scholz said the measures outlined in the declaration would help lead to the diplomatic, political, and economic isolation of Libya. The measures include a ban on arms sales to nations sponsoring terrorism, steps to cut back or close the diplomatic delegations of such nations, and improve procedures to isolate, prosecute, and extradite suspected terrorists. Radiation from the Chernobyl nuclear disaster has reached the northwest coast of the United States. Environmental Protection Agency officials reported today that airplanes detected the radiation at high altitudes. Officials call the radiation low level and said it poses no public health threat. In Tokyo, Western leaders at the economic summit criticized the Soviets for, quote, a lack of candor in notifying the international community about the spread of the radiation. The announcement called on Soviet officials to issue a complete report on the Chernobyl accident. Soviet officials, meanwhile, continue to downplay the severity of the Chernobyl accident. News reports in Moscow said the situation is under control and showed pictures of relatively normal activity in towns near the accident site. But the news agency TASS also issued an official statement in which the government admitted the spread of radiation was greater than previously reported. Michael McIver has more from Moscow.
In an official statement tonight, the Soviet government for the first time appeared to acknowledge that radiation levels outside the immediate vicinity of the damaged reactors are above normal. It states, quote, the radiation situation on the territory of the Ukraine and Belorussia is stabilizing with a tendency toward improvement. The statement goes on to confirm radiation is still leaking from the reactor, but that it's decreasing. And it says that temporary work has been found in other locations for the 49,000 people evacuated from a 30-kilometer zone around the plant. Here in Moscow, a 3-man team from the International Atomic Energy Agency, headed by the agency's director, Hans Blix, arrived this afternoon. They will discuss the Chernobyl disaster with Soviet officials, but it's not known whether they will actually go to the station itself.
Michael McIver reporting from Moscow. In a decision that's viewed as a setback for opponents of the death penalty, the Supreme Court today ruled that excluding death penalty foes from a jury does not deprive a defendant of a fair trial. In writing for the majority, Justice William Rehnquist said, quote, an impartial jury consists of nothing more than jurors who will conscientiously apply the law and find the facts. But American Civil Liberties Union spokesman Henry Schwarzschild called the ruling unfair.
That produces a jury which is skewed in favor of the prosecution, and it produces a jury which does not represent the views of the cross-section of the community. Those are two tests for a fair jury which have been applied, which are applied to every other criminal defendant.
It's believed the ruling affects the appeals of several people on death row and could result in a number of executions in coming weeks. Two top NASA officials said today that an electrical short circuit may have caused the main engine shutdown of a Delta rocket on Saturday. But Delta project manager Bill Russell said other possibilities have not been ruled out. And the head of a newly appointed investigative panel, Lawrence Ross, said that included sabotage, although he said that was a remote possibility. The shutdown caused the rocket.